Wednesday afternoon from Truist Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. This afternoon at 3:36 sharp, the Brooklyn Cyclones take on the Winston-Salem Dash for game two of a six-game series. This is the final regular season week of the 2022 campaign. My name is Keith Rabb. This is the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. And this afternoon, Luis Moreno takes on Hunter Dahlander in game two. Last night, Cyclones escaped with a 6-2 victory, and not only that, got some help from the Wilmington Blue Rocks, who beat Hudson Valley in the first game of that series at Frawley Stadium. I tell you what, the night started on one side of the spectrum and completely flipped by the time right around 8:30, 9 o'clock rolled around. Cyclones in this building were down 2-1 early to this Winston-Salem team, who, by the way, has not been very good, one of the worst teams in the second half. So being down early when you're trying to hold on to a first place lead by a half game, never a good sign. So the Cyclones had some work to do, and meanwhile Hudson Valley had taken about a 3-0 or a 3-1 lead against Wilmington early at Frawley Stadium, and you're going, oh boy, here we go. And then the Cyclones rallied to score five late runs and win 6-2. And those Wilmington Blue Rocks, on a big home run from Onyx Vega, took the lead and held on to win. So today, Wednesday, September 7th at 3:19 in the afternoon, the Cyclones have a 1.5 game lead with five games to play. I was walking the concourse here at Truist Stadium a little bit earlier today, and one of the staff members, you know, lovely folks here at Winston-Salem, he goes, hey, what's your guys' magic number? I go, believe me, we're not talking about magic numbers quite yet. It's a long way to go. It's going to be the longest 5 days of the year. So certainly people are thinking about it. The Cyclones feel really good about last night's decision, but hoping for a little bit more as this week goes on. So the reason we're playing at 3:36, if you have not heard yet, but we are in the 3:36. That is the Winston-Salem, North Carolina area code. And so once a year, this franchise plays at 3:36 on the dot. So that is why we are playing this afternoon. But tomorrow and Friday, we go back to a normal 7 o'clock start. So this is just a weird one at the end of the year. These guys, Winston-Salem, they're out of it. 88 runs they have been outscored by in the second half. They're 23-38, and overall 56-71, 13.5 back in their division. Cyclones come in 37-24, plus 52 on the run differential column, and overall at 67-60. Coming up in the pregame show, we'll talk with one of the stars from last night's game, that is outfielder Stanley Kinswiger, who has now played himself into the top 30, according to MLB Pipeline, in the New York Mets organization. We'll take a look down on the farm, check in on the Mets, who are playing two today at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we'll have starting lineups and first pitch all coming your way next from Truist Stadium ahead of our 3:36 first pitch on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Welcome back to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Keith Brad with you on the Cyclones pregame show. We're chatting with Stanley Kinswiger and our translator and manager, Luis Rivera, on this beautiful day getting ready for Cyclones baseball. Stanley, what did you think about playing here in a brand new ballpark and hitting in a new stadium?
Me sentí cómodo con el estadio. En la práctica de ayer me sentí cómodo y llevé eso mismo al juego y me funcionó.
He said that he felt very comfortable in practice hitting. And he took the same approach to the game, and it worked for him.
Have you ever seen a right field that looks like this? Very weird.
No, no, no. Bueno, cuando estaba jugando en el right field ayer, la miré y dije, concha, está un poco lejos a la línea. Voy a tener que jugar un poco cargado a la línea porque no es lo mismo que en el otro estadio.
Y la verdad que está chiquita también.
Bueno, no, nunca había jugado un estadio así. Me sorprendí y dije, yo, bueno, cualquier línea bajita por ahí se puede ir fácil.
He said that, yeah, he was very surprised on the fence that he's, like, really low, and he was thinking that any low line drive can be a home run, and it feels a little bit weird playing on the regular outfield, playing in a regular position, that he feels like the foul line is really far away from his position.
How did you feel last night rising to the occasion and helping your team out with three hits?
Bueno, me siento bien porque... Mientras más ganemos, mucho mejor pasar los playoffs. Y me sentí cómodo con los pitches. Me sentí que estaban tirando el try. Eso era algo al favor de nosotros. Y bueno, hice mi ajuste y di los hits.
He said that it feels great, you know, that he can help the team to win games. And as many games we can win to make it to the playoffs, it's great. And that he felt good yesterday. Their pitchers were throwing around the strike zone a lot. And he select good pitches to swing and hit through hits.
Because you haven't played in a couple of years, this is your first full season in a while. How are you able to stay so fresh at the end of the year?
Yo creo que eso, sabe, la como la emoción de poder terminar una temporada completa como no lo había terminado antes. Yo creo que eso, la emoción.
You say like you know, like the emotion and you know, the energy of knowing that he can finish a full season for the first time, that I keep him going and give him the best for him, a lot of energy every day, because this will be the first time in his career finishing a full season.
Un poco cansado?
No, no.
Not tired at all? No. I know you and Alex Ramirez are very close. What is it like to play with him every single day?
Bueno, me siento bien porque siempre dicen lo mismo. jugamos en San Lucy, nos subieron juntos. Me siento bien cómodo con él jugando todos los días.
You say that a lot of people ask him that question. They say he feels very comfortable, especially that they started together since spring training, low A, and now here. And it feels good to play with him.
What do you take from his game, and what do you think he takes from your game?
Yo creo que la energía del juego, sí.
¿Tú coges la energía del juego de él para ayudarte?
La dos, siempre mantenemos la dos, por ejemplo, en el fildeo, siempre nos vimos comunicando. Hiciste esto, hiciste lo otro. Siempre, igual que ayer, y ayer me pasé con un fly que le di a él, dije in, y la bola todo un chip para atrás, y él me dijo, como que, coche, le dijiste.
Okay, so yeah, especially on the defense part of the game, the energy that they have in the communication over there, like for example, yesterday he told, he was screaming to Ramirez, hey, in, and the ball was a little bit back, and Ramirez made the adjustment and ran back and caught it, and then Ramirez was telling him, come on man, you told me in, and it was back. So they always like constantly getting them feedback each other about in the outfield, how they play the outfield and how close is defense or not, stuff like that.
Last question, how much fun are you having this year?
Bueno, digo que excelente porque, y sería un año muy excelente porque en San Lucy pasamos a los playoffs y tenemos la posibilidad aquí de pasar a los playoffs también, es algo muy emocionante.
You say that it's very emotional and it's very, you know, it's like emotional that in low A they make the playoff, and then hopefully we make the playoffs here, and that will be something really nice for him, and you know, that in both teams that he played is going to make the playoffs. Hopefully we make the playoff here.
That is Stanley Kunstweger, Brooklyn Cyclones outfielder, and the manager, Luis Rivera. We'll have more next from Truist Stadium on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclones schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to BrooklynRoasting.com.
Back in North Carolina, ahead of our 3:36 first pitch between the Cyclones and the Winston-Salem Dash. Keith Rad with you for the continuation of our pregame show. Take a look down on the farm as we get set for game two. Mets, by the way, beat Pittsburgh 5-1 in game one of the day-night doubleheader at PNC. Game two at 6:35. Jacob DeGrom against TBA for Pittsburgh today. Syracuse at AAA lost to Rochester yesterday 3-2. But Tom Smith and JT Riddle shined a little bit on the offensive side. They went back-to-back with home runs. Today, Connor Gray, who former Cyclone, was actually called up to the big leagues, never actually pitched with the Mets. He is back with AAA Syracuse as they take on Rochester tonight at 6:35. At AA, former Cyclone David Griffin on the mound against Portland. That's a 6 o'clock start. Last night was a huge day for both the offense and the pitching staff. Binghamton won 10-2 against the Red Sox affiliate. And on the offensive side, home runs from Rowdy Jordan, Nick Gattis, and Wyatt Young, all former Cyclones. And former Cyclone himself, Jose Chacin, on the mound. Season-high 7 innings. Gave up 1 run, struck out 7. Perfect night for him. He got the victory. at Lois St. Lucie last night, shut out by Fort Myers. That is the Mighty Muscles, the affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. A 5-0 loss. Blade Tidwell, three shutout innings to start the game. Today a 7 o'clock start against the Twins farm system. Time to look at the starting lineups of this game, brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn, near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. The Brooklyn Cyclones, first place by a game and a half over Hudson Valley, 5 games to play. Luis Rivera has Matt Rudick leading off. He's in left field, followed by the center fielder, Alex Ramirez. JT Schwartz plays first base. He bats third. Jose Peroza hitting cleanup, playing second base. Sienna Consuegra, our pregame show guest, bats fifth. He plays right field this afternoon. DH Jose Mena bats sixth. Third baseman William Lugo hits seventh. The shortstop Sherman Newton bats eighth. And Juan Loyo, he catches today and gets his first start since August the 9th. Now, word is Matt O'Neill's a little banged up, so they want Mena's bat in there, but they didn't want him to catch the day game after a night game last night. And you might need Mena a lot this week, so not going to tire him out early in the series. So he DHs and Juan Loyo does the catching. And he's working with starter Luis Moreno tonight. Now for Winston-Salem, who comes in at 23-38, managed by Lorenzo Bundy. Second baseman Andy Atwood leads off for Lorenzo. He used to manage the AA Binghamton Rumble Ponies last year. The two-hitter, that's the third baseman, Alexander Womack. Right fielder Ben Norman bats third. Colby Smelly, the DH, bats cleanup. Five-hitter Riley Jepson plays left field. Six-hitter Harvin Mendoza is at first base. The center fielder and seven-hitter Cabrera Weber bats right in front of Keegan Fish. He's the catcher batting eighth. And rounding out the lineup, the shortstop, nine-man Jason Matthews. Pitching today, Hunter Dollander makes his third start for the High A club for the Chicago White Sox. Cyclones have not seen Dollander quite yet. Guy with a fastball that sits 91-92 and can rest at 94 if he's on and has a curveball. That's the scouting report for him today. The scouting report on the weather is that you could not take a better view of a baseball game today. I mean, blue skies overhead, the grass is as green, it's just the stadium pops under that North Carolina sunshine. It is 83 degrees. It is somewhat humid, but not as sticky as it was yesterday. Very light, windy breeze coming in. They were watering the dirt before and making that light dirt a little bit darker. The lines are bright white. Really, you know, you think you'd be sick of it on game 128, but it's the complete opposite. We couldn't be more ready to go. It is game 2 of 6 coming up from Truist Stadium. We'll take one more break. But when we get back, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one into right. Down the line. It is good. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look at up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Left fielder going back up against the screen.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead,
Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Truist Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. This afternoon, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game two of a six-game series against the Winston-Salem Dash, the high affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. And a happy 3-3-6 day to you, wherever you may be. I'm sure you woke up today and went, I wonder what's so magical about 3:36. That is the time of the start of this game, and they better get the first pitch in pretty soon because it's going to turn into the 3:37 game if we're not careful. And then what was the point? But it is the 3:36. That is the area code of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And kind of a peculiar thing because school's in session. It's a day game. People are at work. And there's a couple people in the building today. But off we go as the Cyclones see Hunter Dahlander for the first time. Now, us as staff and baseball players and everybody ready to play, I mean, we don't care. It's a gorgeous, beautiful blue sky, 84 degrees. Grass is green, dirt is brown, the chalk a bright white. Cyclones in their royal gray uniforms with the navy blue sleeves, BKLYN across the chest, a big, fat, circular Mets patch on the right shoulder. And the Dash are wearing unique jerseys that they have not worn this year. They are the Dash City jerseys. They wear the white pants. It's a black base uniform. And then the white skyline of Winston-Salem comes out of the bottom of the jersey. It says Dash City across the chest in white. And the hat is black. The brim of the hat is at Winston-Salem Dash purple. So Matt Rudick under that North Carolina sun stands in from the left side. We are ready to go for game two. Dahlander, the righty's first pitch to the lefty. Fastball strike, and we are underway. 3:37. Sorry. It's just quite a peculiar thing. I think it's the second time they've ever done this. The 0-1. Rudick fouls it back off. Keegan Fish, the catcher's mask, and back to the netting. No balls, two strikes. Now, Cyclones make no bones about it. Had a great day yesterday with what happened here and what happened in Wilmington with Hudson Valley losing. The 0-2. Breaking ball fouled back to the second deck. It stays nothing in two. Cyclones came back from an early 2-1 deficit. 1-6-2. And then Wilmington was down against Hudson Valley and came back to beat the Renegades. Another 0-2. That's fouled back on a high fastball. So Wilmington plays that second game tonight at 6:35. So this game probably be long gone and done. Cyclones hoping to hold on big time or maybe make up some room. Next pitch, grounded to first. Mendoza fields behind the bag and flips to Dahlander covering for the 3-1 putout. Rudick was hitting at 237, three homers, 26 RBIs, and a 363 on base. One down for Hunter Dahlander, 25-year-old right-handed pitcher from Evans, Georgia, and 25 years old, pitching and affiliated for the first time this summer. One out. Here's Alex Ramirez. Pitch. Ramirez cracks it to third base. Easy grounder for Alexander Womack. Up with the throw to first in time. Two down. Ramirez was at 273. Five homers, 31 RBIs, 327 on base. Two up and two down. JT climbs in the lefty batter's box. Schwartz hitting at 277. Five homers. He's knocked in 46 and a 357 on base. First pitch. Lefty cuts and tips the fastball into Keegan Fish's mitt for a strike. Fish, by the way, is decked out. I mentioned the black top jerseys. He has kind of the reverse catching gear. It's full white. Really, really slick. Dahlander's 0-1. Fouled back on the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Strike two. So Dahlander doing what he has done over the past two outings since he's been called up to high A, and that is throw strikes. Very, very small two-start sample size, but a 2% walk rate kind of speaks for itself. Guy that just lives in the zone and not afraid. Here's his 0-2. And Schwartz strikes out on the fastball outside corner. Dollander has a 1-2-3. Nothing for the Cyclones. Winston-Salem coming to bat as we get this afternoon game rolling from Truist Stadium. The Dash hitting when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
The White Sox affiliate comes to the plate, bottom of the first inning in a scoreless game. And this afternoon it is Luis Moreno on the mound for the Cyclones. Luis Moreno was absolutely masterful last week against Wilmington. 23-year-old who has had arguably one of the best seasons of any pitcher in the minors for the Mets this year. Went seven for the first time in his career. Seven shutting, no walks, three hits, I mean scattered hits, and six strikeouts. It was a work of art last week for Moreno. Andy Atwood, the righty, leads off. Moreno tap dances into the windup. First pitch, fastball, grounded right back up the middle where it came from. Base hit center field. So Atwood stays aggressive. Yesterday he was pretty impressive in the top spot in the lineup. Got on 3 out of 5 times. So Atwood with that hit is now 10 for 47 in 12 games with the Dash. Leadoff man on for Alexander Womack. Righty third baseman. Moreno squints in for the sign. Shadow falling on his face. First pitch. Fastball strike. Pops the glove at 92 on the outside corner. Nothing in one. Womack getting a 276. The on base at 365. 8 homers, 40 RBIs. 0-1. Grounded towards the middle, towards short. Newton to his left. Glove flipped to Peroza, but it's a wide throw. And everybody is safe. So Atwood slid into second base. Newton ranging left. It was a little bit of a slower roll behind the bag. He leaned over with the glove and shoveled it to Peroza. Peroza was there at the bag waiting, and the ball never got to him. It was wide. So Womack reaches on what they call an E6. Should be a fielder's choice E6. But it's first and second. Nobody out for Ben Norman. Early hole for Moreno. First pitch. Cracked on the ground to the right side. Schwartz over, but it's by him. Base hit into right field. Consuegra charges. Throws home. Atwood around third. Here's the throw. The tag. It is not in time. Atwood slides into the plate, and Norman makes it 1-0 Winston-Salem. And this is 4 pitches into the game, and Winston-Salem has a lead. The Womack goes first to third on the play. It was hit sharply. Consuegra charged. He has a great arm. And threw to Juan Loyo, who's standing at home plate. A little bit to Loyo's right. He had to get the ball and then yank it back towards the base runner. So Atwood slides in. 1-0 Dash. And here's the cleanup man, DH Colby Smelly. First and third, nobody out. Pitch. Slider missed outside for ball one. By the way, they have called the Womack play up the middle to Newton. Turns out to be an infield hit, which it should be. So Womack is at third base. Norman at first. 1-0 on Smelly. Pitch. Fastball strike hits the outside edge to even the count. Colby Smelly, if you're wondering. S-M-E-L-L-E-Y. 10 for 45 in a dozen games with the dash. Pitch. Slider strike swoops over the outside corner. 1-2. Schwartz holding Norman on at first. Not a big runner. Moreno looking for the strikeout. Pitch. Got him swinging. Inside corner. Heat. 93. And Smelly retired. So Moreno was attacking all three hitters, Atwood, Womack, Norman, first pitch fastballs, because Moreno trying to get ahead. And Winston-Salem, it looks like they kind of set up for that. That was the game plan coming in. You get that first pitch fastball, don't wait. And so Moreno started Smelly with a slider and able to angle his way back into a strikeout. First and third, here's Riley Jepson. Pitch. The lefty smacks a high fly into center. Ramirez back on it, shades the sun, he makes the catch. Womack tags from third and races to the plate. He scores standing up without a throw. Sacrifice fly, Riley Jepson, and it is 2-0 in the bottom of the first. So Jepson, 5 for 33, drives in his fifth run in 11 games. Back-to-back outs. Norman hangs out at first. He's the only base runner. And here's Harvin Mendoza. Another early dash lead. Pitch. Missed low with the fastball right over Mendoza's shoot tops. 1-0. Mendoza hitting at 179. 10 homers, 34 RBIs. On base at 270. Big, thick, left-handed hitter out of Caracas, Venezuela. Spin and a throw over to first base. Close play, but Norman is back in. Norman was hopping and jumping into a secondary lead, and as soon as he took his second hop, Moreno spun and threw over. And Lane Culliver working the bases, said safe. So Culliver on the bases, Adam Clark calling balls and strikes. Pitch, slash foul, back and out of play, third base side. Moreno set off his chin. 1-1. Fastball a little bit low. Two balls and a strike. Now yesterday, Winston-Salem scored a run in the first and then a run in the second. Had a 2-1 lead against Christian Scott. And then their offense completely disappeared for the rest of the game. 2-1. Fouled back. Two balls, two strikes. Brooklyn's bullpen was amazing yesterday. Trey McLaughlin, Nolan Clenny, Nathan Lavender tossed together seven scoreless to win 6-2. So early pressure again by the White Sox affiliate. With two outs, runner goes. 2-2 pitch down and in. And Loyo just picks the ball up off the dirt. No throw. Stolen base for Ben Norman. He is in scoring position. It's 3-2 on Mendoza. Two nothing dash, bottom of the first inning. Moreno about to throw his 14th pitch. A look at second, a look home. The 3-2. Grounded to first. Schwartz bends, picks it up, takes it to the bag himself. Inning over. Well, Winston-Salem came out swinging. Single. Womack took a pitch, then swung and had a single. Norman swung at the first pitch. Yada, yada, yada. Bing, bang, boom. Winston-Salem is up by 2. They attack Moreno early, and they get rewarded for it. We go to the second inning from Truist Stadium. The dash 2 and the Cyclones nothing on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari,
baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Cyclones stroll to the plate in the top of the second inning. In Winston-Salem, down 2-0. Dash with a very aggressive approach against Luis Moreno. So far, so good. They had the right approach and struck for two runs on three hits. RBIs from Ben Norman. He had a single, and then Riley Jepson's sack fly doubled the lead. Second inning for Hunter Dollander, who had a 1-2-3 first. Jose Peroza stands in for the right side. First pitch. Fastball a little bit high for ball one. Ground out. Strikeout for the 25-year-old. Former NAIA pitcher in college. The 1-0. Foul back. Right in on Peroza's hands. It's a ball and a strike. Played 1 year at USC Aiken and then transferred to Georgia Gwinnett. Played 4 years there and actually won a World Series. 1-1. Cut on and fouled back. High slider. One ball, two strikes. And not only that, was the World Series MVP of that NAIA championship last year. 1-2. Cut on and missed. Peroza chased the ball way up out of the zone. And he strikes out. Peroza is hitting at 259 with a 346 on base. Seven homers, 48 RBIs. One down, top of the second inning. Base is clear. Here's Stanley Consuegra. Broken down, 2-0. Pitch. Fastball strike hits the outside corner. Nothing in one. Stanley at 229, five homers, 25 RBIs, and a 307 on base. Next pitch, slider, swing and a miss. Strike two. It disappeared down and away. Consuegra out for a second and climbs back in the box. Drives his left leg up to his chest, plants it down in the dirt in front of him. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Inside fastball, blew it by him. And Hunter Dollander, five up and five down. I'll tell you what, last week at Greensboro, he went six, shutty with seven strikeouts. Older guy, 25. Good arm. Here's Jose Mena with two outs. The initial offering. Missed up and away with the heat for ball one. Mena at 248. Eight homers, 35 ribbies, and a 282 on base. The 1-0. Slider grounded to short. Matthews skedaddles to his left. Picks it off the dirt and throws across in time. Inning over. Hunter Dollander right now on cruise control to start his afternoon. Cyclones six up and six down. We go to the bottom of the second at Truist Stadium. Winston-Salem leads Brooklyn 2-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Home half of the second inning from Truist Stadium under a beautiful blue sky. The Dash have a 2-0 lead against the Cyclones. Moreno threw 15 pitches, 11 for strikes, which usually is a sign of a guy is on. He's throwing the ball well. He's throwing strikes. Problem is, Winston-Salem was swinging at that first pitch fastball and attacking Moreno. 7-8-9 due up for the Dash, starting with center fielder Cabrera Weaver. Righty to righty, first pitch. Fouled off at home plate. First pitch fastball. Weaver slapped it down into his toes and goes hobbling around that righty batter's box. Weaver hitting at 167. He's hit 3 home runs, driven in 15. On base at 246. Home plate umpire Adam Clark kicks some dirt off of the plate. Give Weaver an extra second. Moreno gets the sign. High kick, 0-1. Slider falls off the plate. It's a ball and a strike. Third start for Moreno against these guys. Winston-Salem back in Coney Island in early August. The 1-1. Popped up off first, foul ground. Schwartz over, head cocked to the sky, gets to the railing, leans over, and makes the catch. With his arm falling past the railing and then pulling it back up to show the umpires, right here, everybody, I got it. So Schwartz makes the catch. And there's one down. Now, in those outings that he had against Winston-Salem, the first one stood out because he gave up a career-high 9 hits in 5 2/3. So this kind of matchup, maybe he didn't favor Moreno last time around. Pitch to Keegan Fish. Switch hitter takes upstairs. It's ball one. Fish batting from the left side against the right-hander, Luis Moreno, 23-year-old out of San Cristobal. The 1-0. Fish takes a slider strike to even the count. Dash have a 2-0 lead. We're in the bottom of the second. One out. Base is clear. Moreno turns to feet. 1-1. Slider cut on and tipped into Loyo's mitt. Strike two. Fish at 118 with a 219 on base. 3 homers, 13 RBIs. The 1-2. That's way upstairs. Loyo flew out of the squat to grab it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The Loyo catching. William Lugo at third. Sherva Newton at short. Jose Peroza plays second. JT Schwartz at first. It's Rudick, Ramirez, and Consuegra in the outfield, left to right. 2-2. Down and out with the slider. Easy take for Fish, and it's ball three. Moreno says yes, puts the glove up. And it was Wine, 3-2. Foul back. Outside corner fastball, and Fish right on it. Moreno has the lowest ERA of all qualified Mets pitchers. It's really been an amazing year for him. 2.85 ERA. Here comes his 3-2. Got him swinging. Nasty slider down and in. On 3-2, that is a confident pitch to live with. It's that kind of control and maturity that Moreno exhibited at the tail end of his time with St. Lucie this year. Now, he was actually with St. Lucie all of last year at 22 years old, which is kind of late to be throwing at low A. And then he started again there this year and really polished himself. First pitch to Jason Matthews. Fastball down and caught on a miss by Matthews for strike one.
2-0 Winston-Salem. Two outs, bottom of the second. Pitch. Slider off the plate, and it's 1-1. So since Moreno has been hit in the mouth with three straight singles, he has retired five in a row. Loyal flashes the sign. Here comes the 1-1. That pitch grounded just foul outside of third. Strike two. Matthews hitting at 215. The on-base 101 points higher at 316. Two homers, 17 RBIs. Base is clear. Two outs, two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Moreno blew it by him. Luis Moreno has settled in after the early two runs. And we're done with the pair from Truist Stadium. 2-0 Winston-Salem. We go to the third on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and sweets for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
William Lugo, Shervin Newton, and Juan Loyo lead off in the top of the third inning for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Oh, trail Winston-Salem 2-0. Cyclones go 7, 8, and 9. Trying to avoid Hunter Dollander going 9 up and 9 down to start the game. It is righty against righty. Lugo digs in. Big right-handed swinger. Pitch. Fastball missed up and away for ball one. Lugo stands in 6'3", 215 pounds. 1-0. Fastball missed in right off his belt. 2-0. Now Dollander, 20 pitches, 16 strikes. Not too shabby so far. Turns his feet high, kick, pitch. Fouled back. Lugo's been just flat out crushing the ball. He's hitting at 276 with the Cyclones. Four homers and 17 RBIs. On base at 356. Next toss. Curveball slapped right up the middle. Base hit into center field. So Lugo stays hot. He is now 13 for his last 29. And really hard to sneak anything by him. So last, you know, six games or so, hitting 448. So that's high. So Lugo's on again. And here's Shervin Newton. Newton batting in the eighth spot today. He homered last night, part of the 6-2 victory. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch. Fastball strike sizzles over the inside corner at 92 miles an hour. Now Newton now with 8 homers and 45 RBIs. Showing up a little bit late this year with his power. 0-1. Fouled back. Fastball on the outside corner. Strike 2. Newton hitting 197. The on base at 296. So you love the ratio. 100 points better on the on base. But both sets of numbers are just far too low. Next pitch. Grounded the other way in the shortstop hole. Long run over for Matthews, and he can't get to it. Base hit into the grass in left field. So Newton actually with an awkward swing the other way. The ball got on him quick, and he just hit the top of it, and it went bounding between Matthews and Womack. Alexander Womack at third, Jason Matthews at short, Andy Atwood plays second, Harvey Mendoza at first, with Keegan Fish catching. Kavira Weaver in center field. Ben Norman out in right in front of the outfield seats. And Riley Jepson, he's in front of the berm in left field. Clones down by two. We're in the top of the third. Two on, nobody out for Juan Loyo. Pitch. Fastball strike at the knees. Nothing in one. So it was six up and six down coming into the inning. Three strikeouts, and now Dollander in a little bit of trouble. And steps off. Juan Loyo has been with the team for a while, but has only played in four games, and he's just 2-for-6. 0-1. Check swing fouled into the netting. Strike two. And especially recently with this playoff push, Louis just hasn't played him a lot. But he's in there because Matt O'Neill right now is a little bit banged up. And they don't want to take Jose Mena's bat out of the lineup. The 0-2, way outside. One ball, two strikes. So you have Mena hitting really well, but he caught last night. They're not going to have him catch both of these games. And if O'Neill's out, you know Mena's going to play basically every day. So you certainly don't want to tire him out early. The 1-2. Cracked in the shortstop hole. Matthews fields. Throws to second. One on to first. Double play. So Loyo bounces into the 6-4-3. Lugo survives and advances down to third. And that helps Hunter Dollander. So Clones down 2-0. Go back to the top of the order. We're in the visiting half of the third inning from Truist Stadium. Now here's Matt Rudick with Lugo at third base. Matt grounded out his first time. Pitch. Fastball a little bit down. One ball, no strikes. Dollander shakes and now nods yes. Standing sideways. The 1-0. Rudick goes after it and fouls back the fastball. That was 93. Dollander just signed a couple months ago, back on June the 9th, pitching with Great Falls in the Pioneer League, which is now indie ball. Old short season. 1-1. That missed arm side up and away for ball two. Pitched there all of last year and then went back this year, April, May, and then got signed in early June. White Sox needed some help. The 2-1. Rudick flies it down a left field line, angling foul towards the Brooklyn pen, and it drops along the warning track. So foul ball, 2-2. And the White Sox, they do this a lot with guys that they sign. A little bit different than maybe just take the Mets, who if they sign a guy at an indie ball, they will assign him right away. Okay, you're going to high A, you're going to double A. A lot of times the White Sox sign a guy who's 25 or 26, and they go to the complex in Arizona, and then they tear it up there and eventually make their way back. 2-2. That's fouled back. Rudick redirecting the high fastball back to the screen. So from the complex to low A Kannapolis, and now the third start at high A. Pitch. Rudick clobbers one deep to right field. Norman back takes a look. It is a one hopper off the fence. Lugo scores from third. Rudick digging for second. He takes a turn. The cutoff throw to third is Eaton in shallow right. Rudy slides into third base safely with an RBI triple. Deep into that very weird, cavernous right field corner, Rudick makes it 2-1. So the Cyclones cut into the deficit for the first time. Matt Rudick has those quick twitch muscles. He's a little guy, 5'7", but from a great program at San Diego State. And, he can just hit. So now a chance to tie the game. Here's Ramirez. First toss. A little bit high with the fastball. One ball, no strikes. Top three, two outs. 2-1 dash. 1-0. Right down the chute. Ramirez takes all the way for strike one. Alex wearing those highly reflective sunglasses today. Kind of that yellow tint. 1-1. missed up and away. Two balls and a strike. Rudy taking his lead in the dirt off third base. Hands on his hips. Dollander set, belt high. 2-1. Caught on and missed. Ramirez trying to put that ball back into Coney Island. That was quite a swing from Alex. But that is the way he likes it. Swing as hard as humanly possible. Couldn't touch 93, and it's 2-2. The righty is set, the 2-2. Popped up, foul territory, first base side. Mendoza gives it a look, and it's in the seats. So finally getting to Dollander. Single, single, double play, triple. And now Ramirez in a 2-2 count. Next toss, slider outside. Alex spits on it, ball three. Ramirez swung at the first pitch in his first at-bat and grounded out to Alexander Womack at third. Dollander deals. Cracked to deep center field. Weaver back at the track. Weaver at the fence. He looks up. It's off the wall. Rudick scores from third. Ramirez into second base with a double. We are tied at two in the top of the third. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. So the Cyclones last night with that very high wall in center field, both Ramirez and Kinsuegra pounded it off that wall. It is only $3.99 to center, so it feels like you can go get one, but the wall is about 30 feet into the air. So that one from Ramirez and the two others last night could have been home runs if you have that normal 8-foot high, maybe even a 10-foot high wall. That was destroyed. So now Winston-Salem gets the bullpen fired up, and Danny Farquhar, former big leaguer, he's the pitching coach, out to talk to Hunter Dollander and the entire infield. This all ahead of the at-bat to JT Schwartz. Whatever the Cyclones have picked up on has really worked. Dollander got Rudick, Ramirez, Schwartz, Porozic, and Swagra Maynard to start the game, just taking names. And since then, he's really only collected one out, quote-unquote. I mean, it was a double play. But one of these balls put into play was bad contact. Everything else been crushed. Single, single, double play, and then the Rudy triple and the Ramirez double. So the meeting on the mound is over. Here's JT Schwartz, lefty batter, pitch. Just missed inside with the heat. Ball one. Dollander now 43 pitches. Now still about 15 per inning, which is where you want to be. Ramirez at second. The 1-0. Schwartz fouls back the fastball on the outside corner. And the count evens at 1-1. Schwartz struck out his first time. Dollander with three on the afternoon. Schwartz, tall lefty batter. Keeps his hands loose right off his chest. 1-1. Popped up, foul, and out of play, third base side. Alexander Womack, the third baseman, looking that one up to the second deck. This is a stadium where you can sit in the second deck seats. They have a restaurant right above center field. Really kind of cool. And very reminiscent to Bowling Green's ballpark in Kentucky. Cyclones were there at the end of May. 1-2. That's high. Dollander missed with the fastball. And it's two balls and two strikes. 315 down the left field line. 399 to center. 325 down right. But nothing about this wall is the same. 2-2. Schwartz rips it foul down the first baseline over towards the Winston-Salem bullpen. There's a berm in left field and a brewery in left center field. That very high wall in straightaway center, but continues into right center. And then they have a flight deck, about 100 or so seats in right center field. and then the very short wall down the right field line. Another 2-2, and Schwartz sends one deep to those seats towards right field. Norman gives it a look. It is gone. J.T. Schwartz, two-run home run. The Cyclones have blown Dollander out of the water in the top of the third inning, and Brooklyn takes a 4-2 lead. Schwartz put it into the seats for his sixth home run, RBIs 47 and 48. Oh, what an inning. And Brooklyn was scratching its head against Dollander and has really woken up. So a base is clear. Schwartz getting some love in that third base dugout. Here's Peroza. First pitch. Fastball strike at the knees. So the Cyclones hitting the mouth early, down 2-0. Have very beautifully responded, top three. The 0-1. Smack towards right field. Norman back. Norman at the track. Turns. And this one is gone. Right over the yellow tape. Peroza just stretches it into right field. Brooklyn goes back to back in the top of the third inning. It is now 5-2 Cyclones. Oppo Taco, Peroza power. And Brooklyn with four straight RBI shots. Peroza's eighth bomb, his 49th RBI, and here comes Lorenzo Bundy. I cannot believe how this game has turned on a dime. Hunter Dollander was phenomenal for the first two innings, and the Cyclones just absolutely figured him out. Bundy goes to his bullpen with two outs in the top of the third. We'll step aside. Brooklyn on the back of back-to-back home runs and a whole lot more has a 5-2 lead against Winston-Salem. On the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
So the Cyclones have knocked out the Winston-Salem starter in the top of the third inning. So Lorenzo Bundy, former Binghamton Rumble Ponies manager from last year, he goes to his Winston-Salem pen to bring in right-hander Angel Acevedo. Two outs, here's Stanley Consuegra. First pitch. Fastball strike, sizzles over the outside corner. Nothing in one. So again, finish up Hunter Dollander's final line. Pretty crazy how it all happened so fast. 0-1. Skips to the plate. One ball, one strike. 2 2/3. 5 runs, 6 hits. No walk. Struck out 3. Gave up 2 bombosas. So Acevedo looking for the final out. 1-1. Slider strike on the inside corner. Well placed. 1-2. Stanley struck out his first time. Next toss. Little chopper foul down third. Consuegra stays alive at 1-2. So Lugo, Newton both single. Then a double play ball. Rudick triple. Ramirez double. Schwartz, Peroza go back-to-back jacks. Acevedo's 1-2. Again, Consuegra fouls it off towards the third base dugout. That's where the Cyclones are hanging out for the week. 84 degrees this afternoon in Winston-Salem. Cyclones looking for back-to-back victories. Nursing a one-and-a-half game lead with five to play. Next pitch, a little bit low with the changeup, and it's 2-2. Tonight, Hudson Valley continues its series against Wilmington. 6:35 start from Frawley Stadium. The 2-2. Miss low, another changeup, and it's ball three. So now if you're, Hudson Valley, you need Brooklyn to lose. You can't just have a good series. You have to have an unbelievable series, and Brooklyn has to have a bad series for the Renegades to get in over the Cyclones. With two outs, the payoff pitch. Consuegra hits a high fly into medium depth left field. Jepson over towards the lines, has room and makes the catch to end the inning. But a fruitful one for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Cyclones go five runs on six hits, hit a couple of home runs, and take the lead. It is 5-2 Brooklyn. We go to the bottom of the third on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach. As an exclusive member, text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Off we go, bottom three. Brooklyn has a 5-2 lead against Winston-Salem. Keith Rad with you for the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. And now Luis Moreno can kind of go to work a little bit. Moreno has retired six in a row since giving up two early runs, and his offense has had his back. Andy Atwood leads off. Second at bat for Atwood, second time through the dash lineup. Pitch. Fastball missed in. 1-0. So Moreno now with three strikeouts. Giving up three hits. Working with Loyo behind the plate. High kick, 1-0. Sliders, swing and a miss. Count squares at a ball and a strike. Moreno likes to keep it loose. Chewing his double bubble on the mound today. Raises the glove, turns, quick pitch. And it's cut on and missed. Atwood swings over the slider down and away. Meanwhile, as Moreno keeping it loose, Atwood keeping it old school. He has hiked up those white pants to show off the black stirrup socks. 1-2. Missed way outside with the heat. Two balls, two strikes. Cyclones with a five spot in the top of the third take the lead. Luis is 2-2. Slider hitting the air to right. Consuegra backpedaling towards the track. Still on the grass. Makes the catch. And Atwood retired. Mentioned Moreno coming into this start with the lowest ERA among Mets qualified arms. 2.85. And the next guy on that list is Dom Hamill, 3.46. Here's Alcander Womack. First toss. Grounded weakly towards third. Lugo charges gloves. Throws on the run. Got him. Pretty play, William Lugo. And Womack retired on one pitch. He is the second out. So since you've been listening and watching Cyclones games for the entire season, you know that Dom Hamill has had, you know, outside of the ERA, the metrics off the charts. And Moreno's ERA is better than Hamill's by more than half a run, which is insane. There's Ben Norman with the bases clear. Pitch to the lefty. Slider missed low. One ball, no strikes. And again, good on Moreno, who repeated at St. Lucie this year. I'm sure he thought he would break camp with Brooklyn. But learn a little bit of patience. The 1-0. Fouled back on the fastball. Ball and a strike. Saw that a lot earlier this year with guys like a Josh Hedger or a Hunter Parsons coming back this year going, what do I have to do? But that return, that little frustration makes you a little bit better. 1-1. Clobbered on the ground right side. Perosa fields on one hop in shallow right. Jose spins it to first for the out. Jose Perosa flashes the leather, robs Ben Norman of a potential second hit. And we're done with the first three from Truist Stadium. Brooklyn 5, Winston-Salem 2 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
Cyclones grab the sticks as we go to the top of the fourth inning from Truist Stadium in Winston-Salem. Brooklyn with a 5-2 lead against the Dash. Angel Acevedo, who got the final out of the third inning, where the Cyclones sent 8 men to the plate. Acevedo opens it up against Mena, Lugo, and Newton. All these guys getting at bats number 2. So Mena digs the toes in, sways the bat over the plate. Acevedo deals, and the pitch grounded weakly off the mound. Here comes Acevedo to field third base side. He throws to first. Nice play. Acevedo working on those PFPs. And he puts away Mena on one pitch. So I do know that it is raining a little bit in Wilmington, but I haven't seen anything that says that the game has been postponed or anything like that. So I think they're still on for a 6:35 start. I know the whole New York area, we flew out of there on time, I guess. Got all wet in the last day or so. Pitch to Lugo with one out. Acevedo misses in to the righty for ball one. So there was a game that in the league played at noon today. Bowling Green beat Greensboro 3-0. The 1-0. That's outside for ball two. Now in the South Division, Rome has a 2-game lead over Asheville. And Asheville, by the way, may sneak their way into the postseason and may upset Rome. So then it would be Asheville and Bowling Green who won the first half. 2-0. Lugo skies one in his shallow right field. Norman coming in, sunglasses to the sky, makes the catch. And that's now back-to-back outs for Acevedo to open up the fourth.
Coming to the plate, shortstop number 8, Jimmy Duke.
Aberdeen and Jersey Shore scheduled for a doubleheader today at 5:35. Rome, who again has that 2-game lead over Asheville, plays a big doubleheader of its own against Hickory at 5 o'clock. Two down, bases clear. Here's Shervin Newton, switch hitter batting left. 5-2 Cyclones. First pitch, Newton fouls it back. High fastball. Strike one. Asheville is in Greenville at 7:05. And they finished the year against the Greenville Drive, who has not been very good all year. So Asheville has a pleasant matchup to end the year. The 0-1. Breaking ball strike swoops over the outside corner. It's nothing in two. Newton singled the other way his last time. A little bounce in the shortstop hole. Pitch. Changeup fades outside. One ball, two strikes. Acevedo comes set. Next toss. Newton cuts and misses over the slider down and in. Acevedo has been a breath of fresh air since Hunter Dollander got knocked around in that third inning. He retires the side and has retired all four men that he's faced. Three and a half through from Truist Stadium. Cyclones up 5-2 on the dash on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700. Or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
On this gorgeous Wednesday afternoon in North Carolina, Cyclones and Dash head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Brooklyn has a 5-2 lead. They erased an early 2-0 deficit. And Luis Marino has been holding court since giving up those first two runs. Nine in a row retired. And he faces Colby Smelly, Riley Jepson, and Harvin Mendoza. 4-5-6 in the White Sox Farm Club order. Smelly, a right-handed hitter. First pitch from Marino. Changeup missed off the plate for ball one. So Marino enters the inning with 38 pitches. That is a beautiful thing. 1-0. Breaking ball strike inside corner. Marino has struck out just three batters. Hasn't walked anybody, so doesn't mind pitching to contact and staying efficient. 1-1. Caught on and missed, another slider, and it's strike two. Luis raises the glove, deals the 1-2, and the fastball missed in tight. Two balls, two strikes. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard, bottom four. Everybody coming up later on tonight. Luis pushes off the 2-2. That runs up and in. And Smelly has worked a full count. Moreno's payoff pitch. Slam foul down the right field line towards the concourse. So it stays full. Mets playing two at PNC in Pittsburgh. And after losing last night, but they won the first game 5-1. Doubleheader game two at 6:35 tonight. 3-2. Grounded to short. Newton sashays to his left, gobbles it up, and wings it across in time. Smelly is retired. So DeGrom pitching the night game. I haven't seen if Pittsburgh has announced a starter yet. A little busy at the moment, but it was TBA when we woke up this morning, so it's Jacob DeGrom in the night game after the Mets won 5-1. One out for Riley Jepson, lefty batter. 5-2 Brooklyn, bottom four. Pitch. Fastball strike. Hits the outside corner, nothing and one. Connor Gray, former Cyclone, pitching for AAA. They take on Rochester tonight, 6:35. The 0-1, slider a little bit low. It's a ball and a strike. Infield shaded to play Jepson to pull to the right side. Newton playing way up the middle. Lugo well off the line at third. 1-1. High pop the other way, shallow left. Rudick comes waltzing over towards the line, raises the glove and makes the catch. So Jepson, who had the sack fly his first time, is now 0-1. David Griffin starts tonight for AA. They're in Portland taking on the Boston Red Sox affiliate. Bingo in the second half, by the way, not even close to being in it. They are 12 back of Portland at 23-33. Here's Harvin Mendoza, lefty batter. Two outs, base is clear. First toss. Slider, caught on and missed. Mendoza could not hold up on the check swing. And then finally, Low A St. Lucie is in Fort Myers. 7 o'clock start against the Mighty Muscles, Twins affiliate. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another slider. And it's strike two. Now, right now, Luis Moreno is pitching the way he wants to, which is at his pace, his speed, and just as loose as a goose. That is Moreno. 11 in a row retired. The 0-2. Bouncing ball towards third. Lugo over to his left. Cuts off Newton to field. And fire low to first. Schwartz there to pick for the out. Well, Moreno has retired 12 straight Winston-Salem batters. We go to the fifth inning. Brooklyn 5 and Winston-Salem 2. Game 2 of 6 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Top half of the fifth inning. Cyclones still in front, 5-2. Brooklyn gave up two in the bottom of the first inning. And then knocked out the starter, Hunter Dollander, with five in the third. So Brooklyn back to the bats, top five. It's Loyo and then Rudick and Ramirez. So Brooklyn rounding out the order, second time through. Loyo rolled into a 6-4-3 double play his first time. Angel Acevedo, the reliever, has been pretty good. Four in a row retired. Righty against righty. First pitch to Loyo. Slider sinks down low for ball one. Acevedo out of Venezuela. Calabozo in Venezuela. Former Padres farmhand. The 1-0. Loyo sends one to deep right center field. Weaver on the run. Here comes Norman over from right field to make the catch. So Loyo stretched it just to the lip of that warning track in right. And we go to the top of the order. Here's Matt Rudick. Rudy tripled down the right field line his last time. That was enough to get the Cyclones on the board. Brooklyn, a magnificent two-out rally. Scored five runs after two outs. First pitch. Soft change, missed down low. 1-0. Base is clear, one out, broken by three. Pitch, a little bit low, ball two. Full stretch from Acevedo, high kick, 2-0. And the slider snaps over the back door on the lefty. Two balls and a strike. Matt climbs back in. Slide open stance, keeps his hands high. Pitch. Popped up down the left field line. Matthews, the shortstop, goes out, but it's Jepson in left field who makes the catch. About 10 feet off the line. And that is now back-to-back outs. But more importantly for Angel Acevedo, that is six in a row. Now, these little runs, you always got to be slightly careful that you just blink and you find yourself going scoreless for inning after inning against a good reliever. First pitch to Ramirez. Alex takes up and away for ball one. That's what happened at the dash yesterday. It was a 2-1 game. They had the lead and then did not score for four innings. Allowed Brooklyn just to have enough time to get back. 2-1 after two. And then Trey McLaughlin, Nolan Clenny did their thing, and all of a sudden Brooklyn's offense finally found it and won late. The 1-0. Slider hits the outside corner. Ramirez bent the knees but didn't swing. It's a ball and a strike. Two outs, base is clear. Pitch. Alex fouls it back. Another wicked hack from Ramirez. And it's strike two. Alex slammed a double off the center field wall his last time. Tied the game with that strike. Pitch. Way outside and low. Missed with the fastball. So he tied the game and then was standing at second base when the guy on deck, JT Schwartz, hit a two-run go-ahead home run into the right field seats. The 2-2. Breaking ball fouled back right in front of the first row. Acevedo getting to the end of his leash. Lorenzo Bundy has his bullpen up. Ramirez, those hot pink batting gloves. Next pitch, ground ball hit weakly to short. Matthews fields and quickly flips over to first base in time. And Ramirez retired. So Angel Acevedo, a little golf clap for his effort. We are halfway through the ball game. Brooklyn 5, Winston-Salem 2. We go to the bottom of the fifth right after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach. As an exclusive member, text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We float into the bottom of the fifth inning. Cyclones have a 5-2 lead against the Winston-Salem Dash. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. And in the bottom of the fifth inning, Luis Moreno faces Cabrera Weaver and then the 8 and 9 hitters. First one to Weaver. Right, he takes the slider a little bit high for ball one. Now Moreno into the inning with 51 pitches over four. The 1-0. Grounded to short. There's Newton. He fields off his left toe. High throw to first base is there, and Weaver retired. So Moreno feels like he's just got his feet up, kicking back and retiring out after out after out. He has retired 13 batters in a row since single, 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 kind of smacked him in the mouth. Dash took a 2-0 lead, and Moreno has adjusted. Here's Keegan Fish. He's the switch hitter batting left. Moreno deals the first. Cut on and miss. Slider on the inside corner. Nothing and one. Fish struck out his first time. Moreno only with 3 strikeouts today. Quick pitch. Swing and a tip into the mitt. Strike 2. So Moreno kind of faces you up a little bit and then swings the body towards his right. Sometimes the leg goes up. Sometimes the leg goes back. Sometimes the leg just slide steps right at you. So you have to be careful. High kick, 0-2. Punched in the air down a left field line. Rudick over towards foul territory, but makes the catch in fair territory right along the warning track. So Fish, the latest victim, and there's 2 down. Cyclones have a 5-2 lead. 2 down for the shortstop and 9-man Jason Matthews. Righty against righty. Moreno uncorks. And missed up and away for ball 1. So the way Moreno is throwing, he could be out there for another 7 innings like he was last time against Wilmington. Spins the 1-0. And the slider's on the outside corner. Matthews takes for a strike. Of course, nothing is certain, but if you could start thinking about, hey, maybe we have to save some arms for the playoffs, those are good thoughts to have. 1-1. Rolled over towards third and foul for strike 2. Everybody is somewhat tired at the end of the year, so if you can have a game where Moreno goes deep, you save an arm, which means you have maybe a domino effect, save more arms for the end of the week. He'll be fresh and ready to go for Tuesday's potential playoff game against Aberdeen. 1-2. In the dirt, 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Aberdeen again won the first half. It doesn't matter if they lost every single game of the second half. They are in the playoffs no matter what. Brooklyn hosts them on Tuesday and would go to Maryland Thursday and Friday. 2-2. Moreno misses outside with the slider and the count full. Moreno says yes. Loyal gives him the target. Here comes the righty's 3-2. It's foul back. Little tapper behind the plate. Matthews struck out his first time. Sways the bat over the plate. Puts it over his shoulder. Here comes the payoff. And a slider's outside for ball 4. So Moreno allows his first base runner since the 3rd batter of the game. And that snaps. 14 straight retired. So back to the top of the order, 3rd time through. Here's Andy Atwood to lead off. As a single and a fly out to right. Pitch. Missed outside. Loya with a backhand snag. He keeps Matthews at first. Now the Dash need to do something to break up Moreno's rhythm. They have been a sleepy offense since single, single, single to start the game. 1-0. Breaking ball, strike. Flops on the inside corner. And Atwood has a 1-ball, 1-strike setup. Bottom of the 5th inning. 2 outs. Brooklyn up 5-2. Luis is 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider started on the outside corner and disappeared. And Atwood swung right over the top of it. Home plate umpire Adam Clark flashes 1-2. And here comes the offering. Slider outside. Atwood learned his lesson and lays off. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Matthews takes his lead. 2-2. Low with the fastball. So back-to-back full counts. Moreno with 67 pitches, 44 in the zone. Last night, Brooklyn had Christian Scott start. He only went four. And Brooklyn used three relievers. Would love to use two today. That'd be ideal. Runner goes, payoff pitch, grounded to short. Newton flips over to first base for the out, the inning over. So Moreno faces one over the minimum, and he's done with five. Brooklyn has a 5-2 advantage. We go to the sixth. Stick around for some trivia coming up next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
On we go to the top of the sixth inning. Brooklyn has a 5-2 lead against Winston-Salem. And the Dash bring out new arm, Karan Patel. First pitch to JT Schwartz. Patel, the right-hander, misses outside for ball one. JT, then Jose Peroza, and Stanley Consuegra. 3-4-5. Patel's 1-0. Big 12-6 curveball missed inside for ball two. So it is the sixth inning, and every sixth inning of every Brooklyn Cyclones broadcast, we bring you Coney Convo's trivia. The 2-0. Skips to the plate for ball three. So we ask you a question and then give the answer at the bottom of the sixth inning, but chance for you to get a shout out if you respond on Twitter with the hashtag Coney Convos, or you can just text me. It's the 3-0, and there's the strike split in the plate. The Schwartz homered his last time. Smashed his sixth of the year. 3-1. And that's low ball four. Schwartz is on to start the sixth. So the question comes out of left field, no pun intended, but on our last couple days before the big trip, telling a lot of people, oh yeah, Cyclones are heading down to Winston-Salem. And everybody said, is that where the witch trials happen? And the answer is no. But in what state did the Salem witch trials happen? That's your question of the day right there. Here's Peroza with one on. Pitch. Caught on and missed. Outside corner fastball. Strike one. There's Winston-Salem, and then there's Salem blank, which is the state. I want to know what state it was in. Patel's 0-1. Missed up high. One ball, one strike. Again, the hashtag Coney Convos on Twitter, or a text would be suffice. Give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. 1-1. Big breaking ball strike over the outside edge. And Patel jumps back in front, 1-2. Peroza's strikeout, then home run. Schwartz leads. Pitch. Peroza flips it in the air, foul territory, first base side, and it's into the Winston-Salem dugout for foul ball. Patel hugs that red glove tight to his chest. The 1-2. Missed outside with a breaker. So Patel takes over after Angel Acevedo. Did great. 2 1/3. No hits. No walks. Didn't allow anybody on base and struck out one. 2-2. Just missed outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. So now Patel has come in. And he walked Schwartz. Was ahead on Peroza, but has fallen behind. It's now 3-2. Slide step, pitch, swing and a miss. Curveball brings Peroza down to a knee. So Patel has his first out. And there's one down for Stanley Consuegra, with Brooklyn leading 5-2. Top of the sixth inning. And Swigler bats with Schwartz at first. Initial offering. Down and away with the fastball. 1 ball, no strikes. Cyclone saw Patel back in Coney Island. That was early August. He was a starter. 1-0. Big breaking ball in for a strike. Seventh rounder in 2019 out of UTSA. He's originally from the Houston area, Sugar Land, Texas. 1-1. Low and away, missed with the fastball. 2 balls and a strike. And Patel's a really cool story. He is the first Indian American to be drafted. 2-1, popped up behind first base. Atwood and Mendoza go back. It is Atwood now into foul ground, makes the catch. All the way from second base. So Consuegra pops out. After the Schwartz walk, Patel has retired 2 in a row. So the first ever to be drafted. By the way, Kumar Rocker is kind of one of the next guys to be drafted. So far, I think there's still just 3. Giants drafted a guy by the name of Rohan Honda. That was last year, but Patel was the first. Here's Jose Mena. First pitch swinging. Grounds it to third. Womack on the backhand fields and throws well across the diamond in time to get Mena. Inning over. So Patel has a scoreless sixth. We're done with 5.5 innings to play. Brooklyn 5. Winston-Salem 2. Get those answers in. We'll give you the Coney Cabos trivia question when we get back in the sixth on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
That's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
A Luis Moreno back out for the bottom of the sixth inning. He has been terrific this afternoon. Cyclones into today with a 1.5 game lead over Hudson Valley. 5 games to play. Needing to just keep on winning. And so far, Moreno and the Cyclones offense have done that. 5-2 Brooklyn lead against the Dash. And Moreno out to face Alexander Womack to start the sixth. Righty against righty. First pitch. Slider, strike one on the outside corner. Well, Moreno uber efficient. That was pitch number 69. It has been a nice day for the righty. The 0-1. Grounded foul towards the Brooklyn dugout. Strike two. Well, Womack, then Norman and Smelly. That Brooklyn bullpen is quiet right now, as it should be. It is the Luis Moreno show for back-to-back starts. Last week in Coney, 7 scoreless against Wilmington. Today gave up 2 early runs, but responded very, very nicely. The 0-2. Chopper towards the mound. Moreno fields his position, throws to first base in time. So we'll get the answer of the Coney Combos trivia question, which created a lot of hullabaloo, I guess. But I'm not even kidding. The only reason that I bring this question up is because when I talk to people that the Cyclones are going to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, at least 3 people, maybe not everybody in the world, but at least 3 people asked me if that was where the Salem witch trials were held. Here's Norman, first pitch. Slider cut on and missed for strike one. It is not Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It is, in fact, Salem, Massachusetts, which is where those famed witch trials were. If you've ever seen the beginning of, you know, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, you know what I'm talking about. The 0-1, fouled at home plate, strike two. And I think every single person who chimed in got it right. Caitlin getting it right via text. We have both DiBernardo sisters getting it right. The Wolf howling in, even though the moon is not out. It's an afternoon game. And I think John DeLuca got it right as well. There comes the 0-2. That's up and away. 1-2. So, yes, I'm just as surprised as you are to hear the question in the sixth inning. Moreno high kick, the 1-2. Just missed outside. Tried to hit the spot Loyo put for him on the outer edge. So well played, everybody on Twitter. The 2-2. Got him swinging, slider down and in. Fourth strikeout for Moreno. And another out. He has 2 recorded in the sixth. Brooklyn leads 5-2, and here's Colby Smelly. Now, Smelly is 0-2 with a strikeout and a groundout. Base is clear. First pitch. Crack towards second base. Perosa makes the grab. Right into his chest pocket, if you will. So Smelly hit it hard, but Perosa right there. And another inning, scoreless for Luis Moreno. On to the seventh. Brooklyn 5, Winston-Salem 2 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Seventh inning from Truist Stadium. A little after 5 o'clock. Started this game at 3:36. Playing in the 3:36. That is the area code of Winston-Salem. They play it once a year. And so the Cyclones, okay, they get it for game two of this six-game set. Tomorrow night, by the way, we're back to normal. It's a 7 o'clock first pitch for game three. Dominic Hamill on the mound for the Cyclones against a guy making his first start at this level. Left-hander Jonas Scalaro. Brooklyn in the seventh inning has a 5-2 lead and comes back to the plate against Karan Patel. Patel's first pitch, William Lugo takes it in the dirt for ball one. Lugo, Newton, and Loyo, 7, 8, and 9. Patel steps and fires and misses up and in with a heat for ball two. Patel had a scoreless sixth inning. Walked the first batter that he faced, but strikeout, pop out, ground out. 2-0. Big curveball stays high, ball three. Now, I mentioned in that inning that he has that Indian-American background and heritage. And so cricket, huge in his life. 3-0. That's high. And he walks the leadoff man in the seventh inning as William Lugo gets on for the second time. So Patel walks his second batter of the outing. And here is Sherman Newton, switch hitter, batting left. Nobody out, runner at first. Initial offering. Curveball missed inside, ball one. Now his dad goes by the name of Kuldeep Patel. Is one of the head honchos for the U.S. National Cricket Team. 1-0. Cut and a miss on a high fastball. It's a ball and a strike. Now cricket, you obviously watch cricket. I have no idea what's going on. The games seem pretty fun. The highlights seem crazy. And it has a little bit of that baseball flair, but it's two separate games. 1-1. Missed down and in with a breaking ball. Ball two. Now if you have a chance to jump on YouTube and see how a cricket pitcher, thrower, I know that I'm getting that word wrong, but throws the ball towards the stick. Obviously, I'm doing a terrible job of this. It's different than a baseball pitcher throws the baseball to the plate. 2-1. Miss low, bounces by Fish, and Lugo springs for second base on the wild one. So three balls and a strike on Newton. Brooklyn now with a runner in scoring position. Well, Patel, who was a thrower, if you will, learned how to spin the ball big time in cricket and actually said that that helps out more than just the throwing action. So if you see Patel pitch, he has this big curveball, kind of old school, and he picked up a lot of that spin from being a cricket player growing up in Texas. Dad born in India, brought the game over with him to the area. Pretty cool. Here comes the 3-1, and it's outside. Newton is aboard. Back-to-back freebies given up by Karan Patel. Brooklyn has a 5-2 lead. We've only had runs in two innings. Winston-Salem's runs came in the bottom of the first. Scored two times against Moreno. Haven't scored since. Brooklyn's offense scored five in the top of the third inning, and Brooklyn hasn't scored since. Here comes the pitching coach, Danny Farquhar, out in that black Winston-Salem hoodie. Gets to the top of the mound, hands on his hips, has the whole infield surrounding him. Lorenzo Bundy's bullpen is up again. Looks like a right-hander getting warm. That looks like Cooper Bradford. So Patel, he usually go out there for two or three innings. He could really eat up some innings as a reliever. He's not a one-and-done guy. But it's certainly not going to help his case to stay in the game if he has walked three of the six batters that he's faced. 5-2 Brooklyn. Meeting on the mound is adjourned. First and second, nobody out. This is exactly where we kind of started that rally in the third inning. Cyclones had Lugo, Newton, and Loyo do up. The first two guys got on. First two guys on again. Here's the pitch to Juan. And he takes the breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner. Rudick, Ramirez, Schwartz, Perosa to follow. Patel huffing a puff. The 0-1. Missed up high with the heat. Ball and a strike. Fastball comes in about 90. But that big curveball and the soft slider certainly play as great compliments. 1-1. Loyal takes the changeup inside. Two balls and a strike. Again, about an hour and 15 minutes from now, or 25 minutes from now, Hudson Valley visits Wilmington for game two. Patel's 2-1. That's up high, ball three. So that's a 6:35 start. Aberdeen visits Jersey Shore for a pair. They got washed out last night at Lakewood's Shoretown Ballpark. There comes a 3-1. That's fouled back. Rome, which is a team that is still not in the playoffs, but in first place in the South by two games over Asheville. They play a pair today with Hickory. Two biggies right now, scoreless at the bottom of the first in Hickory, which is in the state of North Carolina where we're hanging out for the week. Bowling Green beat Greensboro, by the way, 3-0 today. Patel's payoff. Loyo rips it foul towards the Brooklyn pen. It's off the sidewall. It stays 3-2. Asheville, who's again two back of Rome, is in Greenville tonight, 7:05. But the thing that impacts the Cyclones more than anything is this game and the Hudson Valley game. Another 3-2. Curveball got him looking top of the zone. And Loyo strikes out. Again, Patel can really spin it at cricket background. So one down. Here's Matt Rudick. Cyclones up 5-2, top of the seventh inning. Two on for Rudick, who is 1-for-3. Left-handed hitter, Patel, slide step pitch. And the breaking ball misses low for ball one. By the way, shame on me, Sanchez family. They chimed in on Facebook with their Cody Cabo's trivia answer of Massachusetts. So sorry about that. 1-0. Missed inside with the fastball. Ball two. Looks like the bullpen is up and ready to go whenever Patel is going to get pulled out of this game. The 2-0. That's high. And it's ball three. So Patel just not throwing enough strikes right now. He has thrown 36 pitches. Just 13 in the zone. A look at second. A look back at the glove. 3-0. And there's a strike plopping itself on the outside corner. 3-1. It is a very, very sparse and quiet crowd this afternoon. Can't be too many people here. Maybe 300 people. 3-1. Fouled back on the fastball. Strike two. And like many teams, though, usually Tuesday, Wednesday, a little quiet, and then starts to pick up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then if anyone has any more energy left in the tank, hang out on Sunday. Sure to be a big week here this week. Final week of the regular season. 2-1, one out. Payoff to Rudick. And he pops it foul and out of play down the third baseline. Fastball outside corner, just lunging and flicking it off the outside of the plate to stay alive. Another payoff. Rudick pulls it, but foul deep down the right field line, out of play. Runners lead 3-2. Rudick strikes out over a breaker. What a comeback by Patel. So Matt fans. And here comes Bundy. He takes Patel from the game. Two on, two out. Cyclones still hitting when we get back. It is 5-2 in favor of the Cyclones. Back after this from Truist Stadium on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
I'm back in the New York room. I'm back in the New York room. I'm back in the New York.
Lorenzo Bundy brings in right-hander Cooper Bradford. Long ponytail out of the back of his hat. Where's number one? And he comes on to get the final out in the top of the seventh inning. Brooklyn in good shape, has a 5-2 lead. Two on, two out for Alex Ramirez. Now Ramirez trying to do some damage, put this thing out of reach. He's a right-handed hitter. Bradford pushes off the rubber, first pitch. And Ramirez pops it up, foul ground, behind home plate, and it makes the seats just to our right. Now nothing and one on Ramirez. Bradford, third reliever used. The starter, Hunter Dolander, who has given this team about five or six innings, only lasted 2 2/3. So a bit of a patch job by Bundy so far. Cyclones have forced his hand. Brooklyn scored five in the top of the third to knock Dolander out. The 0-1. Right down the chute. Snap to the first base, but Newton back in safely. So Ramirez takes strike two. And Bradford two in a row in the zone. Lugo at second, Newton at first. Bradford comes together, set. Raises the leg pitch. Missed outside with the slider. Nobody up in the Brooklyn pen either. So Luis Moreno, who has thrown 77 pitches, no signs of slowing down. Looks like he's out there for the bottom of this inning. 1-2. Nub right back to the mound. Bradford bends at the back, picks it up, runs halfway to first, flips the other half, and gets Ramirez to end the inning. Brooklyn makes it a little bit interesting. First two guys got on, but then strikeout, ground out to end the threat. Seventh inning stretch time from Truist Stadium. Brooklyn leading Winston-Salem 5-2 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Cyclones have a 5-2 lead over the Winston-Salem Dash. You know, Mets affiliate feeling good against the White Sox affiliate. Cyclones have won four in the season series. And the Dash just three. Luis Moreno going back out for the seventh inning. Trying to complete seven back-to-back for the first time in his career. Riley Jepsen leads off. He's a left-handed hitter. Moreno's first one out of the windup. Fades off the plate for ball one. Cyclones have somebody standing up there, but nobody throwing yet. Let Moreno go for a little bit. Luis gets the sign. High kick, 1-0. Breaking ball, strike, outside corner. 1-1. For Moreno, sometimes it really looks so effortless. Man, you got to credit him. He really knows how to pitch. 1-1. Chopper hit weakly towards second base. There's Peroza to field and fire. One away. So Jepsen with that early sack fly. And now 0-2. Mets beat Pittsburgh in game one of a doubleheader this afternoon at PNC 5-1. Jacob deGrom taking on Pittsburgh at 6:35 for the nightcap of the doubleheader. It's Johan Oviedo. Here's Harvin Mendoza, lefty batter. First pitch, grounded towards the middle. Peroza to his right at second base. 2 feet on the outfield grass. Plants and throws to first in time. Good play, back-to-back ground outs to second base. And Mainit has two outs in the bottom of the seventh, with Brooklyn up 5-2. Now Cabrera Weaver, who is 0-2. Pitch. The righty takes the slider outside. One ball, no strikes. Moreno raises the glove. Turns his hips. 1-0. Foul back towards the second deck. ...84 pitches for Moreno. Squints in for the sign. Leans back, 1-1. And he hit him on the shoulder. Fastball right off the shoulder. And Weaver spun and then looked at Moreno. Obviously, zero intent. That didn't feel good. Up and in. So Moreno, who's only walked one batter and allowed three hits, puts on just his fifth base runner of the game. Cyclones with breathing room, though, have a 5-2 lead, bottom seven. Franklin Sanchez has started to get loose. Quick throw over to first base, and Weaver dives in safely. Keegan Fish stands in from the left side. Switch hitter batting from that lefty batter's box. Strikeout and a flyout today against Moreno. Right-hander from the stretch. Kicks and deals. The slider bends inside. Ball one. Weaver with great speed is at first. 1-0. Ripped towards second base. Peroza reaches out. It's by him. Base hit. Weaver hits second. Stops there. He holds on. It's a single up the middle for Keegan Fish. And now back-to-back base runners with two outs. This is the end of the third time through the lineup, so Moreno's already made it really, really far. You just love to save Franklin Sanchez for the eighth. And ask your pen to get only six outs instead of seven. And if you do that, you add an up-down to it. So Moreno would love this last out. First pitch to Jason Matthews. He takes the slider for a strike on the outside corner. Last week, Moreno went seven innings for the first time in his career. And in less than a week, trying to go seven again. Strike one pitch. Swing and a miss. Low fastball. And Matthews behind, nothing in two. Two on, two out. Cyclones have a 5-2 lead. Moreno trying to put the kibosh on this. The 0-2. Outside. Missed with the fastball. Weaver at second. Fish at first. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Foul back. Matthews a strikeout and a walk. 6 base runners allowed. The first three were the first three batters of the game. Single, single, single. 1-2, runner goes. Pitch taken. Strike three called outside corner. Inning over. Moreno claps his hand into his black glove. Takes his hat off. Points up to the sky as he walks into the third base dugout. He goes 7 innings to tie his career high and strands a pair. We go to the 8th inning. Brooklyn 5, Winston-Salem 2 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
The Cyclones have a 5-2 lead against the Winston-Salem Dash in Game 2. Trying to take care of business this week. Came in controlling their own destiny. Walked into the stadium yesterday. Half game lead, 6 to play. Won last night, Hudson Valley lost. And so now into today, a game and a half with 5 to play. And Brooklyn up 5-2 in the top of the 8th, sends JT Schwartz to the plate. Cooper Bradford still in relief, first pitch. Fastball low for ball 1. So Cyclones again, they don't need to do anything crazy. They don't need help anywhere else. They can take care of it themselves. That is always a great feeling going into the final week. The 1-0. Little nub off the left side of the dugout. 1-1. Bradford's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. JT today with a home run, a walk, and a strikeout. Taps the plate, taps his front foot, puts the bat back over his shoulder. Bradford is 1-2. Swing and a miss. Good changeup there from Cooper Bradford, and Schwartz, a sellout for the fastball, got the soft stuff. And fans for the second time. This brings up Jose Peroza. Cyclones have a 5-2 lead. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Base is clear. Peroza, a home run in three trips today. First pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Falling off the outside of the plate. Strike one. Bradford from the stretch. First base side of the mound. Kicks and deals. Breaking ball poured foul into the seats above us down the first baseline. Nothing in two. Jose calls for time at 0-2. By the way, that Hudson Valley-Wilmington game in about an hour from now. Richard Fitz against Mitchell Parker. The 0-2. Missed outside. Bradford shakes the first side. Likes fishes next. And here's the 1-2. Inside corner. Got him looking. Peroza takes 91 at the knees. And Peroza with three strikeouts today. They did have the home run earlier. One for four with three punchies. I gotta go back and take a look at Jose Peroza. Has been such a man on a mission since, I mean, go back to the 4th of July. And not many three strikeout games in there, I can tell you. Here's Consuegra with two outs. First pitch. Skips to the plate for ball one. Top of the eighth inning. Base is clear. Brooklyn ahead 5-2. Consuegra batting with two outs. From the belt, Bradford's 1-0. Consuegra hits one sharply towards the middle and through. Base hit to the left of second base and into the grass. So Stanley with hits in both games now. He is 1-for-4.
The next designated hitter, number 7, Jose Pena.
By the way, just for, you know, the heck of it, that was this is Peroza's first three-strikeout game since June 22nd, a million years. Here's Mena, righty batter, with one on. Pitch. Strike on the inside corner. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Jose 0-for-3. Trio of groundouts today. Bradford's 0-1. Mena pulls one down to left field line, but foul. It's onto the berm. No balls, two strikes. The berm, that grassy area in the outfield, which is well manicured. It is the perfect grassy layout. You just stretch out. It's in left field, so you can catch a home run ball. And then it's in foul ground, curling around the yellow foul pole. So you can hang out there in foul territory behind the netting. With two outs and two strikes, Consuegra goes. Pitch is cut on and missed. Got him swinging. Bradford strikes out three, and the Clones go down. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Brooklyn 5, Winston-Salem 2 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered.
A proud women-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cyclones have a 5-2 lead. Brooklyn brings in Franklin Sanchez in relief. And Sanchez's first batter is Andy Atwood. First pitch, a little bit lower to the righty. One ball, no strikes. So Brooklyn makes it by Cal. Otto Mall, call to the pen after seven beautiful innings from Luis Moreno. Sanchez, big, long, lean kid, deals a fastball in tight. 98 miles an hour, ball two. Sanchez throws as hard as possible, 97 to 99. And can obviously touch triple digits. Here's the 2-0. This one's cracked over the shortstop's head. Base hit center field. Atwood takes the turn but holds on at first. And Atwood's had a really nice series. Was on three times yesterday, on twice today. So Moreno goes seven. That is the second time he's ever done that in his career. And it just happens to come at the end of the year. Back-to-back outings. Phenomenal ending to the year. Two runs, four hits, just a walk, and five strikeouts. Here's Womack with one on. Sanchez to the plate. Missed down and out for ball one. So Franklin Sanchez, again, big, long, lean kid. He is 6'6", 183 pounds. The 1-0 in there at the knees, or called strike. 1-1. Sanchez just a tall tree with long limbs. From the belt, tilts the head, the 1-1. Skips to the plate, Loyal kicks it up the first baseline, and there goes Atwood to second base on the wild pitch. I've been watching Juan Loyo this entire time with Sanchez, and Loyo is just putting the glove right over the plate. And that's not because he's calling for a fastball down the middle. He's just trying to give Sanchez the easiest target he can find. Sanchez sometimes struggles with that control. Runner at second base, nobody out. The 2-1. Breaking ball strike on the outside corner. Making his third appearance with the Brooklyn Cyclones. Has pitched against Jersey Shore and Wilmington. Through a scoreless inning last week. Franklin's 2-2. Womack takes down and in. Shoots his hands across the plate. Sucks in the belly. And avoids getting plunked. Three and two. The pitch to Womack. Chop foul. Got a piece of that slider. Sanchez from the Dominican. Celebrates his 22nd birthday. Next Wednesday. Still a baby. Runner at second base. Nobody out. 5-2 Brooklyn in the eighth. 3-2. Up and in. It's ball four. I don't know if it hit him, but I think it did. And Womack is down to a knee. And he's holding his left arm and viciously ripping off the shin guard with his right, and he slams the shin guard into the dirt. That was 98 miles an hour, up and in. And Womack, obviously upset. So Womack heads down to first base. Meanwhile, here comes A.J. Sager. I believe that's going down as a hit by pitch. You know, 3-2, up and in at 98. That's not fun. You have a guy who is just a little bit wild. Young pitcher in the minor leagues, throwing hard, just no idea where it's going. And unfortunately, someone has to stand 60 feet 6 inches from heat. So Sager out there to sprinkle that A.J. Sager magic. Try to get Sanchez in the zone. Cyclones have built themselves a 5-2 lead. But now the tying run is at the plate in the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn has some relievers standing up, stretching out. And if I know Louie, especially this time of year, he's not going to let Sanchez go too long. Here's Ben Norman, home run power, pitch. Fouls back the first one for a strike. Norman had an early RBI single against Moreno. Moreno, by the way, ended with 91 pitches, so he really was done after seven. From the belt, the 0-1. Norman takes low. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Dylan Hall getting loose. Atwood at second, Womack at first. Nobody out. The 1-1. Missed outside. Two balls and a strike. That was 97 miles an hour. Sanchez is a three-quarter slot and such that live arm, and he has a lot of tail to his fastball. 2-1. There's a strike on the outside corner. Norman takes, and it's 2-2. Right side of the Brooklyn infield is hugging the line, playing Norman to pull. Schwartz maybe 2 feet off the chair, off the stripe. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Sanchez strikes out Norman and finds the zone for one out. 99 miles an hour. So now Colby Smelly, the righty DH. Smelly strikeout, ground out, and a line out. Bottom of the eighth inning, Brooklyn with the lead on the road, up 5-2. Pitch. Smelly fouls back the fastball for strike one. It's funny, you come across a lot of guys that throw really hard, throw medium, don't throw as hard, and of course every pitcher on earth wants to throw 98, 99. Say, well, what do you have to do to get better? Well, if I only add some velo. It's never that easy, though. Some guys are born with this insane skill to throw 100 miles an hour. And you've got some of the biggest, strongest guys in the world that don't throw 100 miles an hour. The 0-1, right down the middle, strike two. That was 98. Now, you look at Sanchez, and he is the skinniest little twig. Jersey's huge on him. It's loose. Sleeves are too big. It's funny. The 0-2 in the dirt, missed with the off-speed for ball one. But it really is amazing. And when the Cyclones in 2019 won the New York Penn League Championship, the team the next day got a chance to go to Citi Field. And while there, to watch the Mets game, got a chance to go in the clubhouse and got to take a look at some of those big league guys, some of those strong guys up at the big club. 1-2. That's a little bit low. Two balls, two strikes. And all of a sudden, Edwin Diaz walked in. I had never seen Diaz before, and he was the skinniest little guy you ever saw. And you go, how in the world does this guy throw 100? It makes almost no sense. 2-2. Got him swinging, nasty slider down and away. Make it back-to-back strikeouts for Franklin Sanchez in the eighth. Two on, two out, bottom of the eighth inning. Dash down 5-2. Sanchez is an out away from getting through trouble. Here's Riley Jepson. Strong lefty batter. First pitch. Jepson cuts and misses at the heat at the knees. 97 for strike one. Atwood singled. Womack hit by a pitch. Both guys have their leads. Sanchez, the righty, looks at second. And now the 1-0. That missed in tight. Ball and a strike. Jepson sits low in that strong squat stance. The 2-0. Down and in, and checked out the count to two balls and one strike. Dylan Hall again getting ready, and Hall, I think, has thrown enough that he's good at a moment's notice. Sanchez deals the 2-1. A pitch grounded foul the other way down third. So Sanchez is strike away from getting out of the trouble that he's created for himself. Goes back behind the mound. Picks up the rosin. Plays paddle ball with it. And watches it drop to the back of the mound. Six, six. Brings the feet together. And Sanchez lets it rip on 2-2. And he got him swinging. Check swing, full swing. Jepson out, inning over. Franklin Sanchez. Flacco gets it done. He strikes out Norman, Smelly, and Jepson in strands a pair. We go to the ninth. Brooklyn holding on to a 5-2 lead at Truist Stadium on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
No, that's not good.
We head to the ninth inning. Brooklyn has a 5-2 lead against Winston-Salem. And the Clones face a new arm. It is the southpaw, Skylar Arias. William Lugo digs in from the right side. First pitch. Lugo takes a strike from the side armor. Nothing in one. Arias coming in after Bradford went an inning and a third. These relievers have actually been pretty good today against the Cyclones offense. Kicking the 0-1. Lugo smacks one to right center field. Weaver on the run, takes a look up, and it's a one-hopper off the wall. Lugo around first, heads to second. Weaver fires in late. Lugo has a stand-up double. William Lugo, again, the train keeps chugging. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. Lugo has been so amazing. A single, a double, a walk today. So been on three out of four times. He is hitting .452 in the last week. I mean, there are stretches that guys never sniff .452 in a week. And Lugo doing it with ease. So Brooklyn, after watching Winston-Salem pick up a base runner here or there with some traffic on the pillows, Cyclones know they need a little insurance for the bottom of the ninth. Here's Newton, switch hitter batting right. Arias steals. And Newton flies it foul off and add a play to the right, strike one. It is still Dylan Hall getting loose. So Hall to be called on for the bottom of the ninth. Right now a save situation. Cyclones can make it a non-save situation, make it a little more comfortable with some runs. The 0-1. Newton grounds it sharply to second base. Atwood fields. Sidearm sling to first. Newton put away. Now Lugo able to take off, get to third base, so he is there with one out. And that brings up the nine man, Juan Loyo. Loyo strolls in 0 for 3. Ground out, fly out, strikeout. Playing for the first time since August 28th. Chance to do a job with a runner at third and one out. Infield in all the way around. Arias fires the first. And the backdoor breaker missed outside. Ball one. Matt Rudick on deck. Arias not an easy at bat for lefties because of that sidearm slot. Lifts the leg, the 1-0. That catches the inside corner. Loyo cocks his head to the side, but takes it nonetheless. It's a ball and a strike. Here comes the 1-1. That's up and away, ball two. Cyclones have a 5-2 lead, top of the ninth inning. We've had two innings with runs. That's been it. Two for the dash in the bottom of the first. Five for the Cyclones, top three. Everything else is zero. The 2-1. Loyo takes off the plate, ball three. Here comes the 3-1, and Loyo fouls it back up and over home plate, back into the crowd. Womack in at third, Matthews the same at short. On the right side of the infield, it's Atwood at second, and Mendoza at first. Everybody right where the infield grass and the dirt meet. Payoff, check swing, high pitch, did he go? No, and Keegan Fish, the catcher, spins around to the home plate umpire and says, can you at least appeal? And Clark says, no. How about that? He's not even going to ask for an appeal. And Lorenzo Bundy comes strolling out of the first base dugout. And Lorenzo, he's face-to-face with Adam Clark. And now summons Clark to go out to talk to Lane Culliver. So for now, it is ball four. And let's see what the two Blues have to save for themselves. They come together chest to chest to the left of the mound. Now Lorenzo, his team is really out of it. I mean, 13 and a half back with five to play, but he's still managing every day the same way. And now they have called Loyo out. Wow. So the umpires talk about, that's Lorenzo at his finest right there. So Loyo strikes out. And now Louie wants a word from the third base coaching box. Now, I think Clark really sunk his own ship when he did not immediately summon Culler for an appeal. And Clark took it upon himself to be the bigger person and say, no, no, I got him swinging. And now, you know, it just doesn't look great when the base umpire, who is eventually called upon, says, yeah, I got him going around. So the umpires make the call. Loyo is out. So there's two down with Lugo at third base. That brings up Matt Rudick. Arias kicks and deals. And Rudick swings over the slider, strike one. By the way, Lorenzo Bundy, 62 years old. He has been doing it longer than you and I have been around. He has been a lifer in this game. Drafted by the Orioles in 1977. The 0-1. Rudick takes off the plate. Ball and a strike. Lorenzo's had some good big league time. He was the bullpen coach for Jim Leland back when Leland was the skipper for Colorado. Arias fires the 1-1. And it hits Rudick softly on the back leg. So a breaking ball that didn't break. And Arias with that awkward left-hand sidearm slot hitting a fellow lefty. So some of those breakers that don't come down, they're going to come right at you. So now it's first and third with two outs. And the inning continues for Alex Ramirez. And prior to the at-bat, here comes Danny Farquhar. Farquhar is the pitching coach for another visit. But anyway, Bundy was with Colorado, was with the Diamondbacks for two separate stints, spent some time as a base coach for the Dodgers. Pretty amazing. He was the third base coach for the Dodgers for about 2 years. And then the Marlins had him. He has managed many, many teams, including some good stints in the Mexican League. So even though Winston-Salem is, you know, not playing very well, they've lost a lot more than they've won. They are 15 games under 500. A lot of that has to do with talent. Certainly Bundy is giving them a great display at what it's like to have a big league caliber manager and voice in your ear. So Farquhar takes a walk back to the first base dugout. Here's Ramirez. Two on, two out. Rudick breaks for second. First pitch, swing and a miss. For a strike, no throw. Keegan Fish just eats it. So nothing and one on Ramirez. Rudick steals his 16th bag in 20 tries. And now a base hit really changes the complexion of this 5-2 lead. Top of the ninth inning. The 0-1. Caught on and missed. High fastball. Right at the letters, strike two. And Alex calls for a time from the home plate umpire. Arias bends here for the sign, nods yes. Flutters the glove, and now time called by the catcher, Keegan Fish. And Arias looking down. The sun, by the way, going down and bringing the shadow from the third base side, splitting the mound in half. So he squints in for the sign. 0-2. That's up high. Ball one. Arias' shadow falls towards the second baseman. Front of the mound in the shade. Back of the mound still in the sun. He leans back, 1-2. And Ramirez fights it off foul to the right. Lugo doubled. He's at third. Rudick hit by a pitch. Is at second base. 5-2 Brooklyn, top of the ninth. The 1-2. Slammed in the air to deep right field. Norman back at the track of the fence. Makes the catch, backpedaling up against the padded wall. And the inning is over. Ramirez gave it a ride to deep right field, but the park holds it. And the Cyclones strand a pair in the ninth. hoping that 5-2 will be enough. Dylan Hall on to close it out when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
The Cyclones are three outs away from just picking up another win, and that's all you have to do this week, no matter what Hudson Valley does. Hudson Valley can win every single game this week, but the kicker is that the Cyclones would kind of have to do the same. Brooklyn, a game and a half lead, is three outs away from a 5-2 victory. And Dylan Hall in to close it out. Cyclones make a bye count. Autumn Hall called to the bullpen. Hall pitching for the first time since Sunday. That win against Wilmington, he had to come in and get one out. Arvin Mendoza leads off. Lefty batter. Full windup for Hall. First pitch. That's up and away with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-0. Mendoza, Weaver, and Fish. Lefty, righty, lefty. Hall winds in on corks, and the breaking ball spins inside for ball two. Sanchez just went one scoreless, struck out three and hit a batter. And now Hall for the ninth, 2-0. Served in the air to left field. Rudick back a couple of steps, shy of the track, makes the catch. One away. Luis Moreno for seven today. Gave up two runs early and then locked it in. Brooklyn's offense down 2-0. Scored five in the top of the third, and that has been it. So now Weaver, righty against righty, first toss. Breaking ball, strike over the inside corner. Hall pitching for the 16th time. Strikeout rate at 29% and the walk rate at 8%. Pitch. Flail and a miss over a slider. And Hall in front, nothing in two. Weaver calls for time. Cabrera has popped out, grounded out. Has also been hit by a pitch. Dylan's 0-2. Chop foul at home plate. Jazz with two runs on five hits. And again, they scored in the first inning on three hits. So in the eight innings following, just two hits. And a credit Cyclones pitching today. 0-2. Caught on and miss. Hall struck him out swinging. And there's two down. By the way, the Brooklyn bullpen yesterday was phenomenal. And potentially holding to Winston-Salem over four runs in the first two games of the series. Still an out to go. Here's the catcher, Keegan Fish, switch hitter batting left. 5-2 Brooklyn in the ninth. Pitch. Foul back. Strike one. Fish is single in three trips to that lefty batter's box. Cyclones infield plays him to pole. Hall likes this sign, the 0-1. Missed low with a change. It's a ball and a strike. Hall, big kid out of Stafford, Virginia. 6'5", 220 pounds. 1-1. Missed down and in with the fastball. And the count of the two balls and a strike. Lorenzo Bundy, the third base coach and the manager, clapping his hands in that third base coaching box. The 2-1. Skied in the infield. Lugo comes down from third base. Towards the infield grass, he makes the catch, and the Cyclones win back-to-back games in Winston-Salem. Exactly what the doctor ordered for the Cyclones. They take the first two from Winston-Salem, and they maintain that big lead over Hudson Valley. A 1-2-3 ninth inning for Dylan Hall. It's a game where Luis Moreno goes seven again, and the Cyclones offense with a monster third inning rally to score five holds on tightly to take two. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this from Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Well, a dub on Wednesday afternoon at Truist Stadium in North Carolina. My name is Keith Rad. Brooklyn beats Winston-Salem 5-2 to take game two. And so now the first two belong to the Mets affiliate. So back for the totals, the post-game show. We'll take a look at the scoreboards from around the league, around the Mets organization, and then we'll preview tomorrow night's game. That's game three. Cyclones win 5-2. They go five runs, eight hits, no errors. Cyclones leave six. Winston-Salem, two runs, five hits, no errors. They also left six. Time of the game, 2 hours and 31 minutes. And the crowd, 2,118. Cyclones with the victory. Overall, at 68-60. But that second half is where the kicker is, 38-24. And Winston-Salem, the 23-39 in the second half. And overall at 56-72, they fall to 16 games under 500. Go back and recap this game that began at 3:37 in the afternoon, featuring Luis Moreno against Hunter Dahlander. Now, Moreno was the guy that got hit first in this game. Atwood, Womack, and Norman started it off with single, single, single. Norman's single, the third hitter of the game, brought in Atwood to make it 1-0. Two batters later, Jepson, with a runner at third base, hit a sacrifice fly to make it 2-0. And for the second consecutive day, the Cyclones fell behind 2-0 very, very early. But Moreno would settle down. How well would he settle down? Well, he retired the next 14 batters in a row. It's an unbelievable stretch for Moreno, and he got help, big, fat help. Now, Hunter Dahlander, who is the starter for Winston-Salem, retired six up and six down to start the game. But then the wheels totally fell off, the car broke into pieces, and maybe lit on fire at the end. It was not a very good third inning. William Lugo single, Shervin Newton single, set up first and second. And then Juan Loyo hit into a double play. So that meant runner at third base, two outs. And the Cyclones are hoping, just get one back. You're down 2-0, top three, just get one back. Well, they did it even better than that. Matt Rudick, RBI triple, made it 2-1. Alex Ramirez, RBI double to straightaway center, made it 2-2. And then JT Schwartz broke the tie with a two-run home run into the seats. That made it 4-2. And Jose Peraza put one, maybe one row a little bit shorter in the right field seats to make it 5-2. And basically a jaw-dropping inning. Hunter Dahlander was so sharp, so great, and then just got torched. And after that Peraza home run, he came out of the game. And by the way, the Cyclones didn't score another run after that. Shut down by Acevedo over 2 1/3, Patel over an inning and 2/3, and Bradford over an inning and 1/3. Almost had something there against Arias in the 9th, but stranded 2nd and 3rd. And it was the Luis Moreno show. He goes 7, strikes out 5, gives up 2 runs. And then Franklin Sanchez has a scoreless inning. And Dylan Hall does his thing to pick up the save. Meant to hand that out. Moreno with the victory. Hall with the save. And Dahlander takes the loss in this one. So the Cyclones win the game 5-2. And now they don't even, again, have to worry about anything outside with Hudson Valley or anything at all, because they have the lead and they control their own destiny. But Hudson Valley is taking on the Wilmington Blue Rocks in about 25 minutes from Frawley Stadium. 6:35 start for game two. It is Richard Fitz against the Southpaw Mitchell Parker for Wilmington. Take a look at the scores from around the league. Bowling Green already beat Greensboro this afternoon 3-0. They actually played at noon today. A couple doubleheaders going on. Jersey Shore leading Aberdeen 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning of game one. And Rome beating Hickory 5-0, top five in game one of that doubleheader. Asheville visits Greenville coming up at 7:05. In the Mets affiliate circuit today, the Mets beat the Pirates 5-1 in the first of a day-night doubleheader at PNC. And game two coming up at 6:35. Jacob DeGrom on the mound for New York. Triple-A Syracuse has Connor Gray in Syracuse taking on Rochester, 6:35. David Griffin suits up for a Binghamton tonight in Portland, 6 o'clock start. And St. Lucie faces Fort Myers at Low A at 7 p.m. For the Cyclones, they'll be back in action tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at BrooklynCyclones.com. Dominic Hamill against lefty Jonas Scolaro, who makes his high A debut. We'll have the pregame show beginning at 6:40. It is what you call a normal time to start a baseball game. It's a 7 o'clock start. It's the same deal on Friday. Saturday's at 6, Sunday's at 1 o'clock. But the final four games of the regular season, Brooklyn still not clinched yet, but took another big fat step closer with a 5-2 lead today. That does it from the broadcast booth at Truist Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Once again, the final score, Brooklyn 5 and Winston-Salem 2. My name is Keith Radd, and as always, we'll see you at the next one.